5910.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, October 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm going to talk about Presque Isle County in this segment. Actually, this segment sponsored by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee. That county party has raised a ton of money. They had vetted candidates to endorse and to support financially to pay for signs, advertisements, radio commercials, business cards to be passed out in the communities. And they have come out with their choice of candidates for the Onaway School Board and the entire Presque Isle County. If you know someone who lives in the Onaway School District, text me Onaway. If you text me Onaway, which is in Presque Isle County, I will send you the Presque Isle flyer as well. You'll get the school board race endorsed candidates and the Presque Isle County endorsed candidates, who they are supporting. This is important for two reasons. This is important because this will show to these other candidates how much unity and good faith and trust the Presque Isle County Republican Committee has with the people of their county. You have to understand that this is a process. I always talk about process. The process is electing good leadership at each county party. After we get through this election, this presidential election next Tuesday, November 5th, there will be winner conventions taking place to vote on new leadership for your county party. When that new leadership is elected, they will then in turn select delegates to go to a state convention to elect a new chair of the Michigan Republican Party, the Michigan Democratic Party. This is the process that's happening, folks, within the next month or so. I believe before Christmas, these new leadership positions will be elected. You, because of being precinct delegates, are part of this process. You will get a call to convention to come to the county convention to elect new leadership. If you don't like the leadership you currently have, you guys need to organize and put together a slate of a chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer to take over these leadership positions in these county parties. You need to start thinking about it now, because it's coming, and it's coming soon. Again, text me Onaway. I'll send you the screenshot for the Onaway School District and the Presque County Flyer. Just text me Onaway. Short break. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Interesting, somewhat last-minute court filing. Michigan Republican Party Chairman Pete Hoekstra yesterday filed a complaint in court against Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson over her contribution to a Supreme Court justice's campaign. This is Jocelyn Benson using her PAC to contribute to a Supreme Court justice who's running for re-election. Jocelyn Benson is rumored to be funding the writing campaign against my wife, Victoria Bishop, here in Antrim County clerk race. Benson is getting involved in these races. Well, in Pete Hoekstra's claim against Benson, said that her Michigan Legacy PAC donated $82,500 to you, Michigan Justice Kyra Bolden, who was appointed to fill the vacancy back in November of 22, now has to run in the election to retain her seat. In the complaint, Hoekstra alleges that this creates an appearance of impropriety because Benson actually had legal cases going before the justice at the time she made the contribution. Hoekstra's complaint highlights that for the last 2 years, Benson has suffered a string of court losses from judges in lower courts, consistently ruling that her attempts to weaken transparency and verification in the administration of our elections were contrary to law. Well, messages to the Secretary of State Benson and to Michigan Supreme Court Justice Bolden were not returned. Benson has suffered court losses, including October 2023, when the Court of Appeals ruled she exceeded her authority in 2022 when she imposed new restrictions on poll challengers. Rules the Michigan Republican Party and Republican National Committee challenged in Court of Claims. That went to the appellate court on October 19th of that year, 2023. However, in an opinion written by Supreme Court Justice Bolden, the Michigan Supreme Court overturned that decision. All three of the Republican-nominated justices dissented from the opinion. When did that take place? August 28th of this year, after the August 6th primary, heading into Tuesday, November 5th election, Bolden, the person who got $82,500 from Secretary of State Benson's PAC, wrote the opinion. Well, two of the Republican-nominated justices, Justice Brian Zara, with concurrence from retiring Justice David Viviano, wrote, "Every lower court judge has held that these revisions cannot be characterized as explanatory to elude public discussion under the Administrative Procedures Act. They noted the court's approach will not instill confidence that the state's elections are, quote, fair, open, and transparent," which is what Benson has been alleging, stating as fact. "Our elections are fair, open, and transparent. even though the rules that she implemented against poll challengers contradict their ability to do their job. Hoekstra, in his complaint, argues that Bolden's opinion and action gave the green light to double down on Benson's efforts to weaken Michigan's election laws. Hoekstra's complaint said it's possible that Benson's timing and contribution isn't just one big coincidence. And if so, would avoid criminal bribery issues for both of them. He believes this puts Bolden in an embarrassing position heading into Tuesday's election. Folks, this is exactly why you need to get everybody to understand they have to vote for O'Grady and Fink for Supreme Court. It's not partisan on your ballot. There's not a Republican or Democrat label behind Michigan Supreme Court justices. They're nominated by the political parties at state conventions. Ads are running. Signs are being put up by the parties. But they are not marked or labeled Republican or Democrat on your ballot. That's why you have to get O'Grady and Fink out to everybody you know. Again, Vicki and I are watching the World Series. Tonight is Game 5 in New York. L.A. Dodgers won the first three games. Yankees were facing elimination last night. Their bats came alive in the Bronx. They blew out the Dodgers. Now they've got their ace, Gerrit Cole, pitching tonight. I believe 8 o'clock on Fox. This is another elimination game for the Yankees. They want to win, making it 3-2, and then head back to sunny, beautiful Southern California, making the Dodgers needing only to win one game at home when they return. Why do I bring that up? Outfielder, OF, O'Grady and Fink. Outfielder is just the baseball acronym I'm using for you to understand and remember O'Grady and Fink. I actually had one of our listeners saying they couldn't find outfielder on the ballot. No, my mistake. O'Grady and Fink, OF. Just remember that and tell people to mark in the ballot. I believe they appear on the backside. Short little quick story, kind of interesting. Former lawmakers are running for local office. A whole list of them. After serving in Lansing, now they want to run in their local communities. Dozens of former legislators are seeking re-election or election to local office. MERS News Service found 25 in most populated counties to be of significance. Kind of an interesting little twist. Most of these are Democrats. In a couple of races, Republicans, well known, Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard is seeking his 7th term. He's a former state representative and is the only Republican countywide in Oakland County elected. Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown is running for her 4th term. Brown is a Democrat and was the 2012 Democratic Legislator of the Year by MERS News Service. But Bouchard is very well liked as the sheriff in Oakland County and will win re-election. Couple of noticeable names that pop out. Former State Representative Sherry Gay Dagnogo, very liberal, socialist, Democrat state representative. While she's running to serve another term as a board member on the Detroit Public Schools Community District. A total of 22 candidates are running for three spots. Gay Dagnogo is the only incumbent currently serving on that board. Kind of sounds like Onaway School Board, all the candidates running in that race. Again, text me Onaway, and I'll send you the screenshots for who the Republicans are supporting in Presque Isle County. Let's see. Macomb Township. I know former State Representative Leon Drolet. He's running for another term to serve as a township trustee in Macomb Township. Know him, absolutely. Over in Kent County, three Republican lawmakers are looking to retain their countywide posts. Treasurer Peter McGregor, Clerk Lisa Posthumus-Lyons, and Drain Commissioner Ken Yonker. They're all running for re-election, former state representatives. Let's see, any other names I recognize? Nope, not really. No big names popping out. Let's see. Oh, interesting twist. Perhaps getting off of the State Board of Canvassers, Republican Norm Schinkel is running for prosecutor against the incumbent John DeWayne. In the same Ingham County, former State Representative Barb Byram is running for another term as clerk. Republicans haven't won a countywide race in Ingham County since the 1990s. So good luck to you, Norm. Several other boards interest. Lansing running for Ingham County Commissioner. Todd Tennis, Thomas Morgan, Ryan Seabolt. Michigan AFL-CIO Mark Grubner is a political consultant for Practical Politica Data, and Mark Paul Soffer running for transportation. Interesting. Running for posts on this heavily Democratic board in Lansing, Ingham County, Republican consultant Scott Greenlee, who ran to be the Michigan Republican Party chair, and the hot dog guy, Clint Tarver, husband to Linda Lee Tarver. They're running in Ingham County as well.